Welcome back to Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. We just finished up one intriguing conversation, to say the least, with Meredith Boxberger, who is actually, again, the number 17th ranked competitive eater, man and women combined, in the world. She's now an MSU alum. She walked across the stage on Friday at the Breslin Center getting her MBA in marketing. How about that? She's a former college softball player. She competed in figure skating as well. Just really incredible stuff. So congrats to Meredith. And, you know, Isaac, as she was talking and going through all of the things she's eaten, and, you know, again, you know, just to throw out a few here, as I mentioned during the interview, I mean, she's eaten 23 and a half moon pies in 8 minutes. She's devoured 82 wings in 10 minutes. You know, in October of 2013, she choked down 9 pounds of poutine, which is a combination of what, curd fries and fries and some other stuff, in the same amount of time. So she did that in 10 minutes as well. That's unbelievable. I mean, you know, it is fun. You know, we have a lot of fun here on the show. And I remember last year, which is going to be an annual thing. We're gonna do it again this year, Isaac. So get ready, my man. But around July 4th, in honor of the Nathan's Famous competition, we hold our very own Current Sports hot dog eating competition. Alex won it last year. He beat out Matt and I. Alex ate like, you know, we did like a 5 minute, you know, cutoff period. And Alex ate like something like just 5 hot dogs in 5 minutes. So that's like 1 hot dog per minute. But I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, have you ever competed in competitive eating before? Have you ever just tried it for kicks and giggles with some of your friends?
I've been starving before. I've been really hungry after a basketball game and ate an entire Whopper.
But really? Okay.
That's about the extent of my competitive eating escapades.
Right. I mean, isn't it? I mean, it kind of. Now, I love food. Everybody knows me. I love food. Okay. But I mean, there's an excess to anything. Okay. Anything in life. And I mean, just looking at these numbers, 82 wings in 10 minutes. I'm getting sick just thinking about that, man. Oh my goodness, that's unbelievable. So hey, Meredith, keep doing your thing. Again, she'll be competing in that in the Nathan's Famous hot dog eating competition. It's a big competition. It's broadcast by ESPN. I love watching it every single year. So you can check her out then. All right. Well, each and every Monday here on WKAR's Current Sports, we love to recap the weekend that was in the sports world and bring to you a segment we dub Weekend Winners. Just who exactly had the best weekend? Here we go.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports.
You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down. You're the best around. And nothing's going to ever keep you down. You're the best around.
All right, that's right. You hear the music. That means it is time for Weekend Winners, where we take a look at the weekend that was in the world of sports and bring to you our winners. So I'm going to start this thing off, Isaac. First off, I just want to my first weekend winner has to be fans of the NBA, because I think when looking at and I feel like I've been saying this now for the past 2 to 3 years, that there's nothing. When you talk about basketball – And looking at, you know, talent and the world's best go at it. Now, you can all, you know, when I say this, you know, I always get the rebuttal, well, there's nothing like March Madness. I agree. March Madness is a fantastic tourney. I love it every year because it has that one game, one and done feel. There's anytime you deal with a one game elimination tourney, I mean, hey, it's fantastic to watch. And you see these Cinderellas come through. I love March Madness. Don't get me wrong. But for the basketball fan out there that likes to see a certain level of competition, a certain level of talent, watching the best of the best, the superstars of the hardwood go at it, there's nothing like watching the NBA, folks. Nothing like watching the NBA playoffs. Nothing like it. And this weekend just proved to be another testament to that. I've been saying this for the past 2 to 3 years now, because the playoffs these past 3 years have been simply remarkable. Series that have gone down to the wire, just unbelievable stuff. And this weekend, you know, proved that. You had, of course, LeBron James yesterday, as I recounted at the beginning of our show, with that buzzer-beating win over the Chicago Bulls. Actually, it's interesting because head coach David Blatt had a different play drawn up. He wanted LeBron James to actually take the ball out of bounds, LeBron said, no, we're not doing that. Give me the ball, and I'm either going to make the shot to win the game or we are going to overtime. LeBron James takes it upon himself, just like superstars do, and hits a, you know, hits the game winner at the buzzer. Fantastic. Then on, you know, I didn't get to see this, but I listened to it live because this is when I was on the road to Flint on Saturday night. Paul Pierce and that buzzer beating win off the glass, it goes in. I mean, my goodness. And then even going back to that Cavaliers and Bulls series, Derrick Rose with a buzzer-beating win. I mean, both of those off the glass. You know what I mean? Just unbelievable stuff. And I believe Paul Pierce actually called that he was going to win the game. He called game. He didn't say, you know, bank. You know, and when he didn't call his bank shot, but he, you know, once he released it off his hands, he said game, and it proved to be game. You know, with the absence of John Wall, and I believe the Wizards actually had something like a 20-point lead. Give credit to the Atlanta Hawks for coming back. But still, Paul Pierce, it amazes me how that man does not have a timetable at all. I mean, he's up there in age, but still doing his thing out in the court. Unbelievable stuff. So the NBA playoffs this year have just been, you know, and it's not even over yet. We still got a lot of basketball left to play. But gosh, has it been entertaining, Isaac. Fun stuff, man.
Yeah, well, I'd throw in all three of those players for separate reasons. First off, I'd say Derrick Rose because didn't you think just for a second, he's back,
right,
you know?
Right.
And it was great to see him hit that shot. And he was clutch in game four as well with that layup.
That layup was tough, too.
He hit a three-pointer when they were down three to tie it up. He really came back. Paul Pierce hitting that shot. I don't know if you remember last year with the Nets, but he hit a game winner and he said, this is why they brought me here. This time he called game. And Dennis Schroeder, the Hawks' young point guard who backs up Jeff Teague, said, oh, that's a lucky shot. Paul Pierce's response to that, I don't know if you heard it.
No, I didn't.
He just is mad because I was missing when he played with me in 2K.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then LeBron.
That's funny.
Gosh, I mean, LeBron, my brother had just texted me. See, the difference is D-Rose is clutch and LeBron isn't.
Well, what? I don't know about that, man. Because I tell you what, if LeBron had to miss that shot, people would have been bashing LeBron James for that because he did not play well. LeBron James, he's been you know, really harped on, you know, with this Chicago Bulls defense. But if he would have missed that shot, people would look at his numbers. His numbers weren't fantastic. I mean, he still would have. I think he had a triple-double. But if you look at his shooting percentage in that game, it was, just nasty. But, hey, LeBron, great players, you know, they show up in the clutch, and that's exactly what LeBron did.
And the thing with LeBron is, I don't know if you've heard this stat, now he's tied with Jordan for
most buzzer-beating wins in playoffs.
In the playoffs.
Yep, exactly. I did see that. I don't know how much weight you can hold on that, you know, but still. I mean, that's still stuff you got to tip your cap to that. You know what I mean? Because I remember the whole notion of when people would argue, the LeBron James haters out there would say that LeBron James isn't clutch. But, hey, proof is in the pudding, baby. So, going to be a fun series. Who do you got in that series again, Isaac?
I'm taking Chicago.
You got Chicago.
Kevin Love. If they had Kevin Love, if Cleveland had him, then I'd take Cleveland, but now it's got to be Chicago for me.
Yeah, I chose Chicago as well. Also, another weekend winner here for me. I will be remiss if I didn't shout out the University of Michigan softball team. They are really, really good, folks. They actually captured their ninth Big Ten Conference tournament crown with a 6-1 decision over Nebraska on Saturday. And with the tournament help, or I should say win, the Wolverines swept the conference's regular season and tournament titles in less than a week's time, they won the Big Ten tournament and regular season tournament title. That's unbelievable stuff. And also, Sticky Icky is what they call him, Ricky Fowler. How about Ricky Fowler, folks? 26 years old. You know, how talk about clutch. I mean, the big debate I had on Twitter is who was more clutch, Ricky Fowler or LeBron James on Sunday. Four birdies and an eagle in his last six holes and two more birdies in four holes in a playoff to win the Players' Championship. Well, we are out of time, ladies and gents. Want to give a special shout-out to Meredith Boxberger for joining me on today's Current Sports. She was fantastic. Thanks to all of you out there for tuning in to today's show. You've been listening to Current Sports with me, Al Martin, on WKAR AM 870 East Lansing. As always, take care. Have a fantastic Monday. And be easy, people.